talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
And welcome back to another edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Pizza Box Mike filling in one more morning this week. And thank you, Matt Flynn. The timing is impeccable, being that it's Black History Month, which has given me the opportunity to pound on racism and white supremacy for 3 days in a row. No one better to do that. But anyway, since it is Black History Month, just more tragedies within Black communities and families. One right here in Madison yesterday, on the east side. Not a lot of details yet. Isn't that something? But a really good friend of mine who's friends with the father of the young man that was shot yesterday. And of course, yes, he's not white. I mean, we saw what happens to white guys when they shoot, guy shoots and kills two cops, and they come and get him walking down the road, and they don't shoot him. Not. But this young man, you know, you read in the police report, and it says that, you know, during an arrest, one of the officers dispensed their weapon. And none of the officers did. Apparently, the other officers that were there, and it was a state law enforcement officer. And I don't know what that means. A state patrol, detective, what was not part of the Dane County Police Department. And as far as I know, I don't know if it was a Madison police officer. But the details are real sketchy. Except for it said that there was an injury and, not first it was a critical shooting and then details non-life-threatening. From what I've heard from this woman, he was shot 5 times. So we're going to find out a little bit later today, I suppose. Maybe. I'm sure there's going to be protests, and not only here, but again in Minneapolis, where SWAT team did a no-knock warrant. Good friend of mine has been working on that in Wisconsin for a long time. My friend Slammer, you know, that these no-knock warrants, and the biggest reason why, I mean, that they shot a man who wasn't even the person they were looking for. They got a key. They opened the door at 6:48 a.m. They announced they were the police. He was under a blanket on the couch. He stirred. They saw a gun in his hand as he, you know, fell to the floor from the couch. And they said that the gun was pointed at him and he was shot 3 times by one of the officers. None of the other officers used their guns. Just one again. There's like one in every crowd. When are we going to realize that the problem in our police departments is that we're hiring just horribly and the policies are outrageous, especially if you're not white? Anybody wants to call in and share any experiences that they've had, I would really love to have you call today, 844-967-2789. I mean, I know enough about what it's like to live in these communities that are impoverished, that don't have any access to anything, that we've watched legislators, in particular Republicans, always attacking inner city people. We get callers that like to refer to, oh, you know, all these kids in the city, you know. What about all these rural white kids, man? What about them using guns and on people that aren't, that aren't white? Or that stand with white supremacy like Rittenhouse? I mean, there's no way any of this is going to stop unless we make it happen. And I don't know if there's going to be enough people that care. Do you know how many times these victims of these shootings, you know, there's so many people that get killed that weren't even the intended target? And then years later, another sibling or a parent gets killed in a violent act. I mean, it doesn't just happen once to these families. It's like a lifelong ordeal every single day. And people don't care. I don't know how you live with yourselves. So I decided this is just, I mean, apparently there's a lot of white people that think white people can do no wrong, that they don't commit crimes. Well, I got news for you. I did a little bit of research on the crimes that have been committed in America and the percentage of crimes and which race, you know. Yeah, you want to break it down like that? Let's break it down like that. But out of the 10 million plus crimes that were recorded on this report that I read, over 7 million were committed by white people. And then you get to the incarceration and the times that people are arrested, and you'll find that blacks and Latino people are incarcerated at a higher rate and arrested at a higher rate than white people. What's that mean to you guys? I mean, interesting, they didn't even have a Latino, Mexican, nothing under their category. It was all, you know, white, black, Native American, and Asian. So I don't understand, you know, why wouldn't they have a category for them, but maybe they don't register. Maybe all those murderers and rapists really don't come from Mexico. Right, Trump? And then you break it down even further and you kind of look at, what are the demographics for all this crime? It's all poverty, man. Poverty, no mental illness that isn't treated, homelessness, total despair. And I put myself in those shoes and I can see myself trying to survive the same way, you know, like a jungle. And that's what you guys, you know, you make fun of that stuff. You think it's funny. You think you're better than somebody else because of the color of your skin or the lack of color in your skin, I guess, till summertime. Every time somebody loses a child like that, it just, you know, why would I feel that? Well, because that's my family too. Those are my friends. I don't want to see, you know, white people get killed and arrested at the same rate as other people. I want us just to work on the end of violence, man. I was very fortunate to grow up in, I think, of the best decades, the 60s and the 70s, growing up as a kid. Man, didn't get better than that. It was storybook stuff. I was thinking about it on the way in. I was like, wow, how romantic, man. You get up north and the lake you need to go to, the last, you know, 15 minutes of the ride's all gravel roads. Now they're all paved. Now all those trees that we used to see to drive through, they're gone. Replaced with mining. Thank you, Tom Tiffany. Come on, Wisconsin. Come on, Republican voters. You don't really want to be a part of utter destruction, do you? It's been going on for a while. I know they want us to fight all the time. You know, Democratic voters versus Republican voters. I don't really consider myself either anymore. I kind of got things figured out, I think. It took all of 60 years. We still got time to at least attempt to act like we care, right? I know I can keep doing this because I know there's a lot of people out there going, thinking the same things I am. I've been seeing it on Facebook. I've been seeing people go, this is just, I feel just low today. Well, of course you do. You wouldn't be human if you didn't. The hard part is, how do I get out of this? What can I do to not just feel this total reality of hatred and violence and destruction of the environment, and nobody cares, right? What are we going to do today to entertain ourselves or, you know, make things easier? It just gets worse by the hour, people. And if you're a person like me who's kind of plugged in, you know, has the pulse, okay, you got a good pulse, right? You can't help but notice it. And I'm not going to look away from it. That's denial. I think that's how we get here. You know, again, we talk about empathy and the lack of it. More importantly, the replaced with apathy. Just don't care about anybody else but me and that very moment you're in. It's hard to deal with. And so you have to reach out. And then you find that there's people feeling the same thing you are, and you can kind of all commiserate together and decide, hey, maybe we could try this, or, you know, how can I lift my spirits enough to keep fighting these clowns? It's going to get ugly. I'm frustrated. But I'm going to put it into action, and I would suggest to others. You know, yesterday was pretty cool. I got a message when I left here, Luke, that, hey, man, I'd love to come to the Capitol and hang out with you. And I'm like, I don't know who this person is, so I tried to call back. It's the 414. Wow, they're hearing us out there. And I'm like, yeah, the call comes back. And I'm like, but I don't know who it is. Well, it's your nephew, Mike. So my nephew, Mike Oster, you may be listening right now, he says, on his way to work. You really filled my heart, young man. I really love you and your family and the extended family. And you kind of gave me a little bit of encouragement to keep going again. It does get difficult. He's got three beautiful kids. I'm a great uncle. No, I am a great uncle. And we got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back in just a minute. What you see is what you get.